If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, who's jumping in first? Anybody raising their hand today? It looks like Steve Bertrand wants to go first.
How come?
Because you never go first.
Well, how come?
I wait for you to hit the home run with the last story.
Mm.
Wow, so me and Mary don't hit home runs?
That's an insult.
Wow. How come, do you think? You ever think of that phrase, how come?
How come?
How come? What does that mean?
Is this your story?
How come?
Is this your story?
I think it's like a Shakespeare thing. How thou'st come, or something like that. Doesn't it sound...
You know what? I'm going home. That pretty much nailed it right there. How thou'st... So we're watching The Bear, I think, last night. And Sharon says, how thou'st thinkest that... How come is one of those phrases that the more you say it and the more you think of it, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Is this really your story?
Yeah, this is his story.
Oh, yeah.
How come?
He just moved right into it.
See, it's seamless. So we looked it up. How come comes from the mid-1800s, and it used to be...
I was right. Oh, no. That
finish
been...
it then.
Okay, no, go ahead.
Shakespeare might have been before the mid-1800s.
Yeah, might have been a time before that, sorry.
Where did Taoist go to school?
Well, at least it was old.
Came from the phrase, the formal phrase, how comes it that... And we've heard people say that, right? And
Mary was pretty close.
Oh, I was close then. How thou'st comest that?
You were 500 years off. Or another way to say it would be, how did it come to that? And instead, we just go to, how come? So little kids can say all the time, like 15 times to their parents, how come?
Yeah. So they just say, why?
So then
why?
They started looking at other phrases, like bite the bullet. We kind of know that one, right?
Well, that's because you were going to get surgery without anesthesia,
exactly.
Right?
That's what they say. Hands down. This is hands down the best segment we've ever had.
What does that mean, hands down?
Mid-19th century, which is when Mary thinks Shakespeare lived, and it refers to horse jockeys loosening their grip on the reins when they're going to win. When they've got a strong lead, they put their hands down. Mm. He's going to win hands down. One more. Two more. Cat got your tongue?
Oh, yeah, that I don't
That's
know.
That's Shakespeare.
It goes back to the Egyptian Shakespeare.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And that's used to, actually, they would cut out tongues and feed them to their cats.
Oh.
It's not clear, though. Others think it had to do with flogging crew members aboard boats. But, yeah, cat got your tongue. And then the last one is got caught red-handed. Now, this one, Mary, goes back to Shakespearean times.
Yeah, because they'd cut your hand off
It's a saying that goes back to the 15th century Scotland. And caught red-handed is referring to being found with blood on your hands after having committed the crime. He was caught red-handed.
Mm.
How about that?
The things we learned from Steve Bertrand because he watched The Bear last night. Did you finish the season?
No, we watched the wedding one, which was really good.
Yeah, that's the best one. Yeah.
How come?
Somebody said they want to know what raining cats and dogs means.
It means it's raining so hard that cats and dogs are falling from the sky.
What's your story, Kevin?
Well, I have sad news, and I don't like to bring sad news to the temp check, especially on a Friday.
What kind of food are they discontinuing?
Well, first of all, I was denied from Masters tickets this year.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Received the official word.
I signed up. That means I was denied, too. I didn't get any kind of bounce back email.
Check your – you should have got an email from Augusta National Golf Club this week. You can also log into your Masters account, and they'll let you know that you probably didn't get in. But also on top of that, I mean, come on. The hits keep coming here. The Hooters in Augusta, Georgia, where John Daly posts up.
John's Hooters?
It's closing?
It's closed.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this was the spot for John Daly during Masters Week. I went. Thank God we went this year to experience the Hooters in Augusta, Georgia.
Well, where's he going to hang out now?
I don't know, Mary. I think he should build his own Hooters somewhere in Augusta, Georgia. But, according to a report here, the Augusta location closed yesterday.
If you go down there, there are Hooters everywhere. He'll find some.
There are not Hooters everywhere, Steve.
He'll set up in a parking lot somewhere.
He will set up in a parking lot somewhere. Because we walk into this Hooters, and they sit us down. The place is packed all week for the tournament. And he posts up on this little outdoor covered deck, and he smokes cigarettes, and he sips on something, and he's got a table of all this merchandise, and that's all he does all week, and he sells hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. So he'll find a new spot, I'm sure.
Okay, I just went back to my email box. My last email from Augusta says, please click this link to verify your email address. Once you do that, you'll be redirected to reapply for the tickets. I hate that.
Don't do it.
Why? Well, no, it was legit. I signed up, but then they have to re-verify, which, of course, I did not pay attention to.
Oh, so you actually didn't even apply.
Well, I set up the account, but apparently you had to re-verify.
It's always next year.
I guess so. What's your story, Mary?
It's time for...
What the heck was that?
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
So as you know, I live on the Prairie Path in the western suburbs. And every day I am out there either biking, running, walking, whatever, doing something. And I have noticed lately that everybody and their mother is wearing one of those weighted vests.
Yeah, I've seen those a lot.
Sharon has one. She was using it today.
And I suppose she just recently got it. Right?
Several months ago, but yeah.
Everybody is wearing these things. I mean, I saw a couple today walking together hand in hand with their little vests. How cute.
That's kind of weird.
You know, it's just like, why is this happening? I don't know. But so I'm like, are there benefits? Are there good benefits? Should I buy one? You know, they're all over Amazon. But I guess it does, you know, it's good for your heart and lungs as long as you have a good heart and lung. If you don't, I wouldn't wear one.
Especially on a day when it's so hot.
So this is the deal. My crazy brother, who is 72, I think, I'll call him out, he is very, very much in shape.
Did he know Walter Payton?
What?
Well, they were
He might be 71. I don't know. But anyway, he wears this vest all the time. And I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? He's like, oh, I just want to see if I can.
How much do they weigh?
You can get any weight. So you're only supposed to buy 10% of your total body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you're only supposed to wear a 20-pounder.
So it's like, it's no different than walking around with ankle weights on or holding weights.
Yeah, it's good for your posture. I've read that. It makes your muscles work harder. It's good for your bone density.
Maybe I'll wear one to work.
Yeah, we should start wearing them, all of us. So... but
I don't need it. I've already got the extra 20 pounds. I'm trying to get rid of it. I don't need to add it on.
That's a t-shirt right there. Yeah. You got to make that t-shirt.
I don't need no vest. I already got the pounds. So anyway, it's you have to use good form, though. You could lose your balance and wipe out in one of these things.
But... You ever do like the farmer's walk with you're holding the dumbbells at your sides?
I've done that. That's tougher than what you think if you do it repetitively
fast. So goofy when they do that. It's like the fast walkers.
It's not like the fast walkers at all.
Anyway, I think I'm going to buy one. What do you think?
So this started with a what's with and then...
Yeah, I talked myself into it.
How come?
I think you should.
But it's going to be really hot, don't you think?
Not every day. Oh, you mean to wear it?
Yeah.
Well, Sharon wears hers all the time and she was wearing it today. She went over to the lake and up and down the stairs at the lakefront.
You can wear it to work, Mary, for your laps around the office.
Oh, right. That would be
true.
Good.
I'll put it on and I'll go to town. I'll buy one for Michael Piff. This is a good idea.
It's interesting. Go to town. The origin of that phrase goes back to
Shakespeare.
You know what? I've got one of those weighted blankets because I fell for that about 3 years ago. I'll just give it to you and you can wrap it around your whole body.
Not too hot.
Man, those things. What a waste of money.
Or you could buy like 2 gallons of bleach and just walk around carrying the bleach bottles.
True. Or a couple cases of Miller Lite.
You guys, I'm trying to improve my health here. You know?
How come?
And you're putting me down. It's a positive story from Mary for once. Be happy.
Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.